Always feel so smart talking to Joe Nocera about economics there. So listen to this. Brilliant business, inventing Coca-Cola. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
a disastrous business decision, producing new Coke. That was a real winner. How about this? Brilliant business, inventing Netflix, the DVD rent-by-mail streaming content service. We can agree on that.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah.
So what does Quixter look like? That's the new name for the good old classic DVD rental service announced yesterday by the beleaguered company. Well, it looks like not much, says one of our listeners.
It's George Peck from your Denver affiliate, KUVO. So the DVD service is now Quixter. What brilliant marketing and corporate direction. If the Titanic would have been renamed Boatster or Shipster, hey, there wouldn't have been any problem.
Hey, George, thanks so much for that. The customer is always right. What do you think? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or head to our Facebook page. Joining us now is Rebecca Greenfield, staff writer for The Atlantic Wire. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
So Quixter is sort of the end of the story, which really began when Netflix couldn't, in a sense, enforce its price increase for traditional customers, and there was a significant fall off in their number of subscribers. If you can't enforce a price increase and start losing brand loyalty, the name change doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah. Basically, they're trying to force their customers to get over the DVD business. So by changing the name, they're trying to push people away from it, actually.
So they actually might have deliberately chosen a dorky name to make it seem like people who do use Quixter are sort of losers, but the Netflix people, they're cool.
That's exactly it. I think they want they think that streaming is the future, and they're right. People do want streaming, but people want both right now because their streaming offerings just can't be as good as their full physical DVD library.
Now, as natural as this may seem in the ever-changing media market, investors have not bought this strategy at all. The stock has declined by about 50%. There was a 7% sell-off yesterday after the announcement. Do you put much stock in this apology from the Netflix CEO?
Not really. He kind of apologizes and then says he did it on purpose. I don't think the apology is what's going to do it. Maybe people will get over it and realize that Netflix is their best option. But I don't think the apology is going to do it.
Everyone believes that the cloud is the future for all kinds of content, and so objects like DVDs may just end up in the Smithsonian. Do you think Netflix has a plan, cash reserves, for making this transition, or are they going to go the way of, you know, any number of businesses who couldn't make it through a technological firestorm?
They make it seem like they have a plan. I mean, I think that their plan would be talking to the right content providers to make sure they have the best streaming or cloud options. So if they can do that, then, yeah, they can survive. But if they, you know, if they're going to do the same thing they did with Starz and lose their contract and lose all their Disney movies and all their good movies, no one's going to want their streaming-only option. No one's going to want to be a part of Quixter.
Which sounds a little bit like Leslie from Fairlawn, New Jersey, who said, I dropped Netflix a couple of months ago after 10 years of membership due to their many charges and increases in fees and changes. Greed and more greed, she says. But Pat in Matthews, North Carolina says, love Netflix, will stay to the bitter end. Pat is not a part of the future in your view, right, Rebecca?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Netflix, the future doesn't look terribly bright, according to Rebecca Greenfield, staff writer for The Atlantic Wire. Thanks so much.
Thank you.